And First Lady, we thank the Lord for you and your husband and wife. And we're delighted to be here tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord for you and having us here. And we'd like to also thank the Lord for our precious brother and elder, Joe Quinn. Amen. I got that right. Amen. Very fine man of God and his lovely wife. We want to say thank you so much for offering the invitation to us tonight to bless the house of God. And I also want to say thank you, amen, amen, and honor my own very own pastors, Apostle Junior L. Groover. Amen, amen. Along with our assistant pastor and pastor, amen, they're both by our pastors, Bishop Kenneth Groover, amen, our pastor. And then I want to say thank you also to the Greater Refuge Choir, portion of the choir that came tonight. We want to say thank you for coming and sacrificing. Amen. Realize that, amen, some of us came from work. Been there since early this morning, and now we're in the presence of the Lord. And we say thank you, Jesus. Now, if you help me preach, I'll get out your way. I won't hold you but a few minutes, but if you don't say amen, you're going to have to make me preach. Amen. Tonight, just for a few moments, a very familiar scripture. The book of St. Mark, the 11th chapter. Verses number 23. Rather, verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore say I unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Will you just tell somebody, believe it, and it shall come to pass. Amen. You may be seated in the presence. Believe the unbelievable and receive the impossible. Oftentimes, it's difficult for us to believe when we have experienced so much pain. It's difficult for us to see the hand of God and acknowledge what God can do when we are faced with so much adversity. You can remember 2018, all the things that you went through. But somebody will say tonight, God brought me through. I didn't know how I was going to come through the year, but some way and somehow, the Lord made a way. Do I have a witness in this house tonight? That God will make a way. He may not come when you want him, but God will be there on time. Bible says, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed. You can speak to the mountain. And a mustard seed, where I'm standing right now, you would not be able to see that little seed. But that's just how much faith that the Lord has said, I want you to have. If you can believe the unbelievable, you can receive the impossible. Because with God, all things, not some things, but all things, not some of the time and not part time, but God is a all time God. He's never late. You may not come when we want him to come, but he will be there on time. But it's important to have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, sometime you've got to speak to a situation. You just can't hold your peace and say, well, I think it's going to be all right. But if you want God to move for you, you've got to open up your mouth. I didn't say clap your hand, but open up your mouth. And then you've got to look at the situation. I look at the problem. Problems come and problems go. But the only way you can come out of some of the storms, you've got to speak to it. And oftentimes the enemy knows that if you open up your mouth, the devil would like for us to keep our mouths closed. He takes joy in watching us cry. But when you cry with joy in your mouth, when you cry knowing that the God that you serve is going to bring you out, when you cry knowing that he may not come on today, but he promised he'll be there on tomorrow, crying and waiting and anticipating on God, you've got to have faith enough to know that God is going to bring you out. Why don't you tell him thank you? Sometimes you gotta speak until you know and you can't possibly see how God is going to do it. I can't see it. There's some things that I'm expecting God to do in 2019. I really can't see it. And I don't know how he's going to do it. But I just got a feeling down in my sanctified soul that God is going to make a way. Got a feeling in my soul that it won't last always. And Satan would like for us to feel like God has forgotten about us. But tonight I'm here to tell you, God has not forgotten about you. You ought to just wave your hand and tell him thank you anyhow. Oh God. Therefore say I unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall what? Lord have mercy. Satan don't want us to pray and believe that God is able. How many folks in here know tonight that God is able? Yeah, he's able. Just because he didn't show up last week does not mean that he's not God. Just because he didn't show up last month does not mean that he's still the Savior. Because he is the Savior. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Oh, God, help me in here. So you've got to ask him. Somebody say, well, he didn't do it last year. He didn't do it like I thought he was going to do it. And I had faith, but he didn't move. Well, God don't all the time show up when you want him to show up. He shows up at the right time. Somebody say, right time. Is it possible that a man that could turn water into wine, Jesus, told the wedding party, I want y'all to get the water pots. And I want y'all to fill them up with water. Fill them up to the brim. And I want y'all to just stand back and watch what it seems to be impossible. There is no way someone can just walk by a water pot and change water into wine. Is it possible that God can walk by your situation? Is it possible that God can just breathe on your situation? Is it possible that God can just look down from the portals of heaven and say, peace? He can look down and say, peace, be still. Is it possible that a human man that walked around on this earth for some 30-something years looks out on the river while the ship and the storm was raging and the tide of life was blowing so hard. Is it possible that a man could say, peace, be still? Is it possible that the men on the ship were so afraid that they did not know who it was walking on the water? They said, this must be an unfamiliar spirit. They were so afraid that they would not know that it was our Lord and our Savior. Is it possible that he could simply walk on the water and the men simply would not believe? But yet what is unbelievable is possible. The thing that you cannot believe are the thing that you cannot see. You've got to learn how to lean and depend on God. Because with God, all things are possible. Is it possible that a man could take two fish? He could take two fish and five loaves of bread and feed 5,000. Don't you know that your God is able to look down from glory and feed you like you never been fed before? He promised that I'll be with you. He promised that I'll never leave you. He promised that when the wind begin to blow and the way of life get to be so hard, God said, I'll be with you. I'm almost finished, y'all. Is it possible that a man could die and be in the grave? Hallelujah. Is it possible, y'all, that a man could be dead in the grave for 3 days, wrapped in his clothes,
And Jesus comes to the tomb and tells the disciples, roll the stone away. And he calls Lazarus by his name. Jesus can speak to your problem and tell your problem, come forth. He can speak to whatever you're going through and tell it to cease. Is there anybody here tonight that will believe that God can?
Satan don't want me to preach this, but he's a liar. Because the God that we serve, it is possible that he will turn situations around. Yes, that man was in the grave, and Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus got up, heard the voice of Jesus, and Lazarus shook off his grave clothes and got up, hallelujah, and walked out the tomb. Don't you know that God will let you walk out of some stuff? He will let you go through the valley of the shadows of death. Sometimes the death is all around you, but the Lord will let you come through the valley. Oh, yes. Is it possible? Is it possible that a man who walked upon the earth, walked down roads just like me and you, and died on the cross, then went down into hell, told Satan, give me the keys, but he was dead in the inner parts of the earth. And the Lord said to Satan, give me the keys. Don't you know who I am? I am the great I am. I am the lily in the valley. I am the bright and morning star. I am the way out of no way. I am your El Shaddai. I am your great redeemer. I am your healer. He takes the keys and he walks out of hell and says, all power is in my hands. Is there anybody here tonight that believe that God can? Is there anybody here tonight that believe that God can? I said, God can bring you out. God can make a way out of no way. God can make your darkness a light. God can fight your battles. God can make the enemy leave you alone. All I need you to do is give me some praise. All I need you to do is tell me thank you. All I need you to do is lift up your voice and say hallelujah. All I need you to do is get up on tomorrow morning and tell me thank you. Is there anybody in here that the Lord has been good to? Is there anybody in here that the Lord has made a way for? Is there anybody in here? I can't find nobody. I can't get nobody. The Lord, it was the Lord. I said it was the Lord. It was the Lord that brought you through. And I just can't sit here and don't tell him thank you. I just can't sit here and don't lift up my voice. I got to say hallelujah. I got to say thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side when the wind blew, when the storm came, it was the Lord that picked me up and turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. I got to praise him. I got
got to say thank you. I got to say thank you. 2019, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I believe. Is there anybody in this house that will say, I believe? Is there anybody in this house that will say, with God, all things are possible? Is there anybody? Is there anybody? Anybody that will say, I don't know when he's going to do it. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. Somebody got to give him praise. Somebody got to give him glory. It is unbelievable. I don't know how he's going to do it. And I know I got a problem. And they sang a song, Jesus can work it out. If you let him, he'll work it out. I don't know how, and I don't know when, but I know that God is going to work it out. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give him some glory. I'm going to tell him thank you. Everybody standing. Hallelujah. Will you just tell somebody it is possible? Now I want you to tell them like you mean it. It is possible.
It's possible. It's possible. Yes, it is.
It is possible. 2019. Why don't you encourage yourself and say to yourself, it is possible. Satan don't want us to believe things that appear to be unbelievable and it cannot be done. But tonight in 2019, can I just get one person in this room to believe with me that with God, all things is possible? Will you just tell him thank you? Will you just give him a praise? There may be someone that desire prayer.